Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
All aboard! The Night Train!
Sunday night at 9 p.m, it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
Go. don't really want to talk over a whispering away there. That's Cyndi Lauper with Time After Time. You're back on the breakdown for the second half of the show. That was the 4 o'clock classic. Why Cyndi Lauper, you might ask? Well, she has literally, apparently, if my sources are correct, just finished her set on the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury. For anyone who's there, you're not listening, are you? But if you're listening back, I hope you had a lovely time. And if you're listening live, go and watch Cyndi Lauper, although she's finished now, so you can't. Right, I promised you some local music. I've already played one local song today. Maybe it was two, I can't remember. Yeah, two. Lowick J. Tucky and Paul Piper. Here's the third one for you. Excellent Sheffield band called Shelley Byron. They have three new singles coming out very soon, recorded again by David Glover at Tesla. They released their EP. Was it an EP? I believe it was an EP called Mad Again. Blimmin' heck, that was the end of last year, I believe. They're very prolific, let's say. This is an excellent little taster of that. This doesn't actually come out till next week, so we feel very privileged here to be able to play this for you. It's Shelley Byron, and it's called Bubble Wrap.
Careful, be careful there, you driver. There's a precious cargo on that bike on the road. Be careful. Be careful, Mr. Pub Fighter. You never know where that punch will go. Ooh, a city full of dangers. Ah. Ooh, and questionable strangers. Ah, I'd like to wrap him up in bubble wrap. Boarding escalators with their cogs and their wheels and their teeth made of steel. Be careful, honey, when you say you'll see me later, 'cause it's random and real, and I know how it feels.
Excellent Shelley Byron there with Bubble Wrap. That is a brand new song. If you want to hear it again, you're going to have to listen back to this show. Or perhaps they're going to get it played on other shows. Who knows? Rivals, don't care about them. But if you want to hear that in Ultra HD, you're going to have to wait until the 5th of July. So get it pre-saved on Spotify, on whatever streaming services you have. They're a very good band. And like I say, more tracks will be on the way later this year. I am very sure of that. Going to play something now from Omar Apollo. His second album, American, follows last year's Live For Me. Did it come out yesterday? I think it came out yesterday. Yes, it did, because this is a bit of a deep cut, no pun intended, from that album. This is a lovely lovely song called Drifting.
This is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Trying to hold on to the intangible. I see colours in the sound. Draw them down and out. Give it a pull to you. Trying to hold on to the intangible. I see colours in the sound. Draw them down and out. Give it a pull to you. Oh, oh, alone. Enamoured with the world within a world.
if you sit still, tilt your head back, click your heels three times, you may find a toll.
That one goes out to a young lad called Fionn. It's called Hiatus Coyote. No, it's not called Hiatus Coyote. That was Hiatus Coyote with Dimitri. Fionn is a big, big fan of Wolfpack, so I'm sure he enjoyed that too. Yeah, that's the Australian jazz funk outfit there. That came out yesterday, a fourth studio album out on Brainfeeder and Ninja Tune. Let's stick on the fourth studio album trend. No, let's not. Let's get the bell back out for Album of the Week. Yes, Sour Windows. Sour Windows? Sour Widows. Nothing to do with Windows. Sour Widows. The album Revival of a Friend is the breakdown album of the week. I played a track earlier, and here's another one. It's called I-19.
You fell asleep on I-90. Trying so hard to look pretty for each other, flipping over every side of the same old cassette tape and the same four songs, all in your register, so you.
Sour Widows there with I-90, not I-19, I was 71 short there, apologies. And that's from today's album of the week. Excellent album, go and have a listen, it's called Revival of a Friend. Speaking of friends, ooh, that was unintentional, but I like it. French cricket, legend of the Sheffield scene, has a standalone single out, came out late last night, so this is hot off the press. This is on Bandcamp, so if you get yourself over to frenchcricket.bandcamp.com, the track, all proceeds go to Sheffield Palestine Cultural Exchange, a charity that helps children access play and cultural facilities in Gaza and other occupied territories. French Cricket has promised an EP and an LP will be on the way. Very exciting. But for now, you've got this. It's called Tufton Street. Absolutely mind-blowing stuff there from French Cricket. Get over to frenchcricket.bandcamp.com. All proceeds from that single go to Sheffield Palestine Cultural Exchange. What I will also say is radio compression will squash tracks, so it's not the best quality. But if you want to hear a lovely master of that, Howard Price is behind the mastering as well. Great to see them work together again. Since the days of Ballet Nights and Sears for Calculus and other things they do together. Two very good musicians. Okay, let's play something from another good musician now. One from Guatemala, an avant-garde pop cellist who's on her fourth album now. Here we go. Sentir Que No Sabes, I believe that is called. This is a beautiful track that I'm going to play for you now. I could have played any... just about any track on the album, if I'm honest. I am rambling away as I try and find where I've put it. Where are you? Come on. Where are you? Let's be having it. I sound like Delia Smith, don't I? Here we go. It's called Oidos. Thank you.
Hi, this is Hazel Wilde from Lanterns on the Lake, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Holy moly! Melt Banana there. It's been over a decade since we've got an album from them. And ahead of their new album 3.5 that's out this summer, follow up to 2013's Fetch. That was Flipside. And wow. Yeah, 28th of August, that's coming out. That's the first Melt Banana play on the show for 14 years, apparently. Crazy. Okay, now, I have had permission to do what I'm about to do, and I can only apologise. Spook Music released an EP yesterday. The Breakdown chaps kindly played a track a couple of weeks ago, lead track OK. I'm going to play the closing track from it now. The reason I feel a bit uneasy, but also very pleased to do this, because it's free promo. It is me. Screw it. Here we go. Spook Music, we're gone.
This is Catherine Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Oh,
Name a Bock there with Kaylee. That was my favourite of two brand new singles she's come out with. She had a debut album called Giant Palm in 2022. A new LP, Below a Massive Dark Land, is out on the 29th of September. Looking forward to that one. Right, we're going to play another track that landed in the Breakdown mailbox just this week. Susan Bear, formerly known as Good Dog, stalwart of the Scottish DIY scene. Third solo album was out yesterday. It's called Algorithmic Mood Music. Now, as you will hear, I don't think that's an appropriate name for your album, but, you know, got me listening, and why not? This is called Drift. I am well into that. That was Susan Bear with Drift from the album Algorithmic Mood Music that came out yesterday. I did say that Algorithmic Mood Music wasn't a good title. Not that it's not a good title, that it's not suited. Of course, mood music doesn't have to be sad. I must remember that. Okay, let's play something now from... Shall we have a bit of a new artist, shall we, for the breakdown? Busker Bula, a Puerto Rican duo. They got a new single on Domino Records. This is their first new bit of music since their debut Regressor in 2020, their debut LP, that is. There's no announcement of anything coming yet, so it's as it stands, as of going to press, this is a standalone single called
This is Dan Mangan, and you are currently listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Kate Bollinger there. Finally has a new album on the way, her debut LP, Songs from a Thousand Frames of Mind, is out in September. That was the second taster of it, called To Your Own Devices. If I'm very quick, I can probably squeeze in two more tracks for you today before I get on my way. So this artist supported Taylor Swift last week. I saw her in London at Wembley. Taylor was amazing. I can't even begin to explain why. I don't know why, it just was. Paramore supported, also great. But this artist opened up to a half full stadium. That's still many people, isn't it? This is an artist called Meta, and the song is called Muscle.
Said it caught my attention. Let me see your flex, it looking so expensive. Don't waste my time, 'cause time ain't free. Just cross the line and step to me. Pump it up, electric, make the cut, 'cause I get what I want, and right now you're the one. Turn me on.
That was Meta with Muscle. Thank you for listening today. We've got 3 minutes left, so you're not going to get this whole track, but Sophie, who sadly passed away 3 years ago now, the hyperpop queen, she has a posthumous album out on September the 27th via Transgressive. This is called Reason Why, and normal service will be resumed next week, I assume. Have fun. Yeah.
tell me no.